All right, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for your attendance and apologies for the late start to this meeting. We've had a minor technical issue. So we can formally commence this meeting of the Inner West Local Planning Panel. In doing so, I should, on behalf of the Council, acknowledge the Gadigal and Wangal people of the Eora Nation, on whose country we are meeting today, their elders past and present. For the benefit of members of the public, the panel members will now introduce ourselves. I'm David Lloyd, chairing the panel. I'm a lawyer, a KC, former judge of the Land and Environment Court, former acting judge of the Supreme Court, and more recently, a visiting fellow at the Australian National University and an adjunct professor of law at Western Sydney University. Miss Morrell.
You're on mute, Jan. Jan Morrell, a town planner of some 40 years. My last full-time position before I retired was with the Land and Environment Court as a commissioner for 14 years, and I've held senior positions in the department and also a corporate manager of planning, environment and development at Liverpool City Council. And I currently am on a number of panels, both state and local, and a chair as well from time to time. Thank you.
Ms. Truman.
Hello, I'm Lisa Truman. I'm a heritage consultant. I have a background in architecture and planning and about 30 years' experience. I've worked in local government agencies and also in private practice throughout my career, and I work primarily as an expert witness on heritage matters in the Land and Environment Court. I sit on the State Heritage Register Committee and a number of other planning panels as well.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes, please.
Yeah, my name's Alan Barnes. I'm an Aboriginal man, and my role is generally to keep an eye on things from the Aboriginal perspective. I have a background in engineering insurance, and I think that's about all I need to say.
You are also the community rep on this panel.
Yes, I tend to forget that. Sorry.
Yes. All right. So, with that, we can move on to the agenda. Next item is declarations of interest, and there are none. The first item is a report of on pending matters which are due to come before the panel. We have read that, and that is for notation. Next, we move on to item number two. This is the proposed development at 54 Church Street, Birch Grove, alterations and additions to an existing dual occupancy and Torrens Title subdivision into two lots, recommended for approval with conditions. We have Mr. I think we have Mr. Ireland online, the applicant. Are you there, please? Is Mr.
Yep.
Ryan?
Hello. Can you see me, hear me?
We can. Are you happy with the recommendation for approval?
Happy with the recommendation for approval. Just seeking clarification of two conditions.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Condition two requires the existing front fence to remain. The existing front fence is a picket fence in disrepair. We'd like that amended to read something similar to front fence to be timber picket, similar to existing. The other condition that we'd like reviewed is condition 32. Condition 32 relates to prior to the issue of subdivision certificate, the principal certifier must be provided with a plan detailing that separate drainage systems must be provided to drain each proposed lot. I would like to just clarify that that can be satisfied by a Sydney Water Notice of Requirements.
All right, that's something we'll have to consider with the staff. There is an additional condition which the panel would propose, and I'll read it to you. It relates to the bin storage area. It states the bins located centrally within the front setback shall be relocated to the northern and southern side boundaries within the front yard. Does that cause you any problems?
That means that they will be away from hardscaped and in essentially garden beds. That's my understanding off the top of my head.
I see.
So it will require either additional gates on the front, on the front access, or it will require additional hardscape in the front.
All right. Now, any questions by the panel in relation to those issues?
No.
No questions?
No.
No. All right. Well, we'll take that on board and think about it. And as to the Sydney Water one, we'll have to confer with staff and see what the situation is. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Ireland?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. So we will consider this in due course and publish our final determination in due course.
Thank you
for that. Next is the proposed development, item number 3 at 24th Street, Petersham. Alterations and additions to an existing dual occupancy recommended for approval. We have two people who are registered to speak on behalf of the applicant, Mr. Dimani and I can't quite read this print. Is Mr. Dimanis there?
I am here. Yeah. Thank you.
Look, you've seen the recommendation. Are you happy with it?
Yes, we are. And we do not wish to challenge any of the conditions recommended for approval.
Okay. So in that case, the panel is minded to adopt the recommendation in full, and that will be the determination if you're happy with it. All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Next, we go on to item number 4, 8 Douglas Street, Stanmore. This is construction of a detached structure fronting the rear, fronting Salisbury Road, containing a garage and studio and a secondary dwelling on the first floor. Again, approved with conditions. There is no one registered to speak on that matter. The panel is minded to approve that development with a couple of minor changes to the conditions. And we can deal with that formally after the conclusion of the public meeting. So we can then move on to item number 5, 6 Clifton Street, Balmain East. Part demolition and alterations to an existing dwelling and part second floor with addition to a roof deck. Refused.
Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by hash.
Sorry, recommended for approval for refusal.
You have not entered any number.
We have two people who wish to speak on that matter. Mr. Raddatz. Is Mr. Raddatz online?
I can see him online. Yes.
Sorry, you have not. Yes, I am here. Please
read. All right. You've seen the recommendation for refusal. What do you wish to say about it?
Well, I'm here with Bob Chambers from Planning and Keita from Heritage 21 as well. It's not just myself. In essence, we submit to council that the proposed development, whilst does push the FSR allowable on the site, we feel that in relation to the specific nature surrounding the site on 6 Clifton Street, that the proposal be considered in that the streetscape is of a highly varied and diverse nature. It does not represent any clear heritage pattern or present any immediate heritage fabric in the visual catchment. The proposal itself for a small studio and roof deck to the top floor has been sited in such a way that it pushes the bulk of the proposal back and away from the primary front elevation. Views towards it would be from an oblique standpoint. And in pushing the form away from that front elevation as well, the proposal does not bring about any negative aspects with relation to privacy or sun shading, in that it mostly self-shades and that it doesn't make any privacy considerations worse than those that already exist on the site. We also submit that whilst council may not be supportive of three-storey forms, within the Heritage Conservation Area, there have been recent approvals, such as the neighbour at 8A Clifton Street, that have received an approval for this, for a three-storey proposal with a roof deck. Those would be the main points for consideration. And, you know, we're also very open to looking at the proposal and listening to any suggestions that council may have. And then perhaps as well, important to note that the materials of the proposed development are integral in nature and in keeping with the heritage fabric of the area, you know, bricks, steel, corrugated iron, and so on. Those would be the main comments to relay at this point.
All right. Now, before we hear from your heritage consultant, I'll ask the panel if there are any questions. Any questions, panel?
Not from me, thank you.
Or me.
Me.
No questions? All right. Well, we should hear from your heritage consultant.
Hello. This is Ankita. I'm the heritage consultant for the project. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. And okay. Please proceed.
Yes, sure. The main points that we wanted to put forward regarding this proposal was that the current hip roof form of the 6 Clifton Street is not original. It was added in the 1990s when the first floor was added at the subject site. So technically, as Christopher mentioned, that it is a varied streetscape within Clifton Street, and most of it is 1970s and 1980s infill addition, consisting of a three-story apartment building immediately to the east of the site. And to the west of the site and to the east is the terrace houses where exactly the 8A has had a second story approval recently, which was DA number 2023/066. That's why we were confirming about that. Another thing that was noticed within the Balmain East Heritage Conservation Area when I was on site as well was there are multiple original roof forms of terraces in the immediate vicinity of the site, which is in Nicholson Street, 27-31 Nicholson Street, Balmain East, where there are similar roof terraces which have been altered toward the rear roof form of the terraces, and similar terraces, roof decks have been introduced within these heritage buildings. That's why we were recommending that as such, there would be no impact to any original heritage fabric. One more thing was when we were designing this addition, there were the opportunities and constraints that were looked at the site, and looking at the lot size and the design of the existing dwelling, the proposed location optimizes on the opportunities of the site in general, and it is set back from the front facade, it would maintain the two-story presentation within the streetscape from a pedestrian perspective.
All right, any questions by the panel?
Not for me, thank you.
For me.
Excuse me, Chair. It's Bob Chambers here. I am registered to speak on this item.
Yes, we're just dealing with the heritage consultant.
Thank you.
Any questions of the heritage consultant?
No.
None. All right. Now we can hear from you, Mr. Chambers.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, Chair. Good afternoon, panel. Bob Chambers from BBC Consulting Planners here on behalf of the applicant. I won't repeat anything that the architect or the heritage consultants just said to you, but I just wish to raise six points for your consideration. Firstly, you'll see that there are no objectors to this proposal, which I think is reflective of its lack of impact, amenity or otherwise. There's only one submitter, which is Schools Infrastructure New South Wales, and its submission goes to on how construction is managed. So it's a submission rather than an objection. Secondly, the report which has been prepared by council officers suggests on page 231 that the proposal is inconsistent with the objective of the zone of maintaining the character of the built features of the surrounding area. The removal of the existing roof and its replacement with a very modest roof terrace with a new enclosed space of only 18 square metres cannot, with respect, possibly impact on the character of built features in the surrounding area. Thirdly, I'd just like to quickly go to the issue of FSR. The table in the assessment report that's before you on page 232 suggests
enter your meeting ID followed by hash.
Suggests a proposed non-compliance of 34.8 square meters or 18%. When in fact, as per the clause 4.6 variation, which is attached to your report, it's attachment D on page 283. The proposal results in an additional 18.793 square metres of additional GFA, not 34.8 square metres. The proposed increase in FSR is a very insubstantial 0.09:1. So what the officers just haven't made clear in their report is that part of the non-compliance is the existing two-storey house. It's already over the FSR limit. Fourthly, the key feature of the proposal, or one of the key features, is that it sits next to the blank end wall of the three-level residential flat building at 2-4 Clifton Street. This blank end wall isn't shown in the photographs in the assessment report, but hopefully you can see it on the image on the local rooftop analysis that I prepared, which I hope you've got in front of you. It was submitted with the architect's letter in relation to the meeting. So hopefully you've got that.
We have all visited the site, I can tell you.
Oh, good, good. Well, you will have seen that blank end wall against which the proposed first floor addition sits. Fifthly, roof terraces are, on the basis of that analysis that I've prepared, endemic in East Balmain, reflecting the value and amenity which is attached to outdoor space on relatively small lots, from which a world-class view can be obtained. So it's not surprising that they are there. And obviously there will be cases, no doubt, where amenity impacts potentially arise. But that's not the case here. No objection, so there's no amenity-based reason why the roof terrace should not be permitted. I was going to refer you to the third-story addition, which the heritage consultant just referenced, but I might just ask you, if you looked at the photo on page 227 of your assessment report, that's the photo in the second photograph on page 227, you'll see there that the residence which is behind the timber fence above the brick wall is number 8A, and the DA, which the heritage consultant was referring to, which was approved earlier this year, adds a third level with a terrace on that dwelling. So it's not referenced in the assessment report. It's just something which I think that it would be worthwhile you being aware of. So in summary, panel members, I'd say that the proposal is small scale, modest, well-designed, appropriate and reasonable, and it will significantly add to the amenity of the existing dwelling. And I would respectfully request that the DA be approved. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Any questions by the panel?
Not for me.
No, thank you.
No?
Thank you.
No questions? All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Chambers.
Thank you.
What we will do is we will consider what's been put to us and publish our determination in due course. Thank you all for your input.
Thank you.
And with that, we can move on to item number six. Item number six is number six, William Street, Balmain East. Alterations and additions to an existing dwelling, in particular, a raised deck at the rear. We have a neighbour who wishes to address the panel. Let me see. It's the neighbour at 7 Little Edward Street. Mark Popping is going to speak, I think. Is he here?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, Chair and members of the panel. My name is Mark Pepping, Principal Planning Consultant with Zone Planning New South Wales, and I act on behalf of the owner of the adjoining property, 7 Little Edward Street, Balmain East, located on the southern boundary of 6 William Street, being the subject development site. The first issue of concern is the overshadowing impacts. The elevated deck and suspended planter area are proposed on the rear boundary at an elevation of 1.84 metres above the natural ground level. 7 Little Edward Street has an approval for alterations and additions to the existing residence, originally approved under development consent DA2018/39 and subsequently modified under modification application 2021/0558. And this will involve the creation of a courtyard on the northern side of the property, which sits beneath 6 William Street. The courtyard provides light into a north-facing basement bedroom with sliding doors, which will be overlooked and overshadowed by the proposed works. The retention of the solar access into this space is critical in maintaining a compliant, sustainable building as determined under the associated BASIC.
You've dropped out, I'm afraid.
If you get approved with that development. Hello?
You keep dropping out.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. I'm in the Southern Highlands, so there is a bit of a disconnect. The new courtyard is important as 7 Little Edward Street has a mostly southern orientation and therefore has northern courtyard and bedroom have been designed to maximise the dwelling solar access to improve overall amenity. Importantly, in the pre-development application advice issued by council correspondence, which is included as the attachment to the Statement of Environmental Effects, it is stated that where new work is proposed to the deck or fences, the applicant was to provide shadow diagrams that indicate the effect of the plan view of existing and proposed overshadowing on the adjoining site. Now, these shadow diagrams do not appear to have been prepared and submitted with the development application. As such, we believe that the panel is not in a position to consider this application in the absence of those particular shadow diagrams. The next issue is privacy impacts. Both the prepared documents for the development application and council report suggest that there would not be any impacts from the proposed deck and suspended garden bed on the amenity of 7 Little Edward Street, as the main private open space area is located at the rear of the property on the southern side. And as previously mentioned, there is proposed to be courtyards and windows on the northern side of the future development of the site. And as such, the council report at page 332 states the suspended planter structure is proposed to be on the same level as the deck and will not create overlooking opportunities or downward sight lines from the deck area to the existing parking area and side setback of 7 Little Edward Street, which will be obscured by the proposed stainless steel posts and wire screen to the top of the existing dividing fence. However, the proposal seeks to raise that deck by 485 millimetres from RL 11.41 to RL 11.88, and also extend it to as far as the property boundary. So there's a considerable increase in that space.
Chair, 3 minutes up.
Will you be much longer?
No, I'll just quickly go through, because this point is important also. It is noted that the concern was anticipated by council staff in the pre-lodgement, where they said, and this is, it's in the notes, in the circumstances, considered unlikely that any extension of the deck would be supported by council staff, whereas construction of the existing deck as its approved dimensions may be considered. The other issues are the dividing fence. So the fence that's there on 7 Little Edward Street is not it's not on the boundary, it's within 7 Little Edward Street. Now, there seems to be some suggestion that the deck is going to be supported by that fence, which would provide a lot of instability to the site. There's no structural plans submitted with the development application. Now, we've estimated that suspended garden bed would be about 9 cubic metres, which would be equivalent to 14 to 15 tonnes when filled with soil. Now, if that was to collapse or structurally fail, it would all end up in the adjoining property and cause considerable damage to property and possibly even to the occupants of that property. The impacts on the lemon-scented eucalypt, given the enclosure of that tree with the deck, there'd be no light going into the root zone, there'd be no rainwater going into that particular tree, and the future of that tree is going to be compromised, which would also present some risks to the adjoining property owners in terms of assets and also life and impacts to people visiting there. Our conclusion is that the proposal before the panel for approval is considered deficient in necessary detail to afford the panel the ability to even consider the merits of the development application. Notwithstanding, the proposal presents significant current and future impacts on the amenity of the residents of 7 Little Edward Street in the loss of privacy, impacts of loss of solar access, and risk to the health of the large lemon-scented eucalypt through the changes to the growing conditions for the tree and the potential interference with root zone, creating a significant hazard risk to life and property of a failing tree. Accordingly, we urge the local planning panel to refuse the current application as presented or seek amended plans to address the issues as presented in the written submissions and this verbal submission. Thank you for your time.
Now, there may be some questions by the panel. Any questions, panel? I have to say, for my part, I have difficulty with your assertion that there is a problem with privacy. There is a proposal for a raised garden bed 2 metres deep along that southern boundary, which will prevent people from approaching within 2 metres of the back boundary. And that will remove very much the possibility of any overlooking or privacy impacts. That's just looking at the cross sections of the plan. And as to the structural stability, I'm looking at the section at Plan 106, capital E. It shows that the structure appears to be supported on what appears to be masonry piers all within the subject property. So I'm not sure that your concern about the structural stability is warranted anyway. That's something we can look at. But I don't accept that there's any privacy concerns. I think there's no opportunity for overlooking.
But the amenity, the maintenance of that garden bed, there will be a times when people have got to get in there, they've got to weed, they've got to replant. And who's to say that area is not in the future used for sitting purposes or something like that. And in response to your comments about the structural, I guess one of the issues is that there is a cutout that goes around that tree, and I guess that 90-degree cutout provides some issues about whether or not there's any pier or anything to support that particular cutout. There might be some crossbeams that go from one end to the other end, but the concern is that a secured piece of engineering? And the plans do say that the engineering plans or the engineering details are subject to future engineering design. So I'm not too sure that we've got a full set of what those engineering specifications are for this structure.
All right. Any other questions, panel?
Thank you, Chair. Just in terms of the fence that's on your property, you're claiming it's on the property solely of 7 Little Edward Street. Is that correct?
So yes. So that particular fence, it's not the official dividing fence. It was another fence that was put up. It's a timber screen type fence. The original fence appears to have been, and it sat behind that particular wall, and it appears to have been removed unknowingly to the owners of 7 Little Edward Street.
The applicant is not relying on the fence on your client's property.
Well, that there's looking at the plans, it's unclear as to whether or not it is or isn't, given that the survey of the site and the engineering plans, there seems to be a little bit of a obscurity about whether or not that particular the suspended garden bed comes right up and over or onto that particular wall.
Well, there could only be approval for works within the subject site itself.
Correct. And council has put a condition on there that says that, but I guess the concern is if in fact there is an encroachment into the adjoining property, then the plans that have been submitted clearly can't work.
But there is no...
We'll check the survey plan. Sorry, Chair.
Yeah. If I can interrupt here, looking at plan 106E, there is no encroachment onto the adjoining property. All work is within the subject property.
Have you got that, Mark?
Yeah, I have got that. That plan, and there was. If you look at the survey plan, I'm just trying to find where I can see the survey plan. If you look at the survey plan, which is page 345, I'm just trying to enlarge mine. So it does show a bit of a variation in the actual property boundary and that fence that's within 7 Little Edward. Then if you go down to the next page, which is 346, it appears that the boundary... And it's unclear as to whether or not the fence, the proposed structure is sitting on the fence or very close to the fence. And if it's sitting very close to the fence or certainly on the fence, then it's outside the property.
Okay, we'll get that clarified with the applicant.
Yeah, yeah. The owners would you know, seek some clarification as to whether or not and how far it's within the... or within 6 William Street, yes.
Right. Any other questions, panel?
Yes, I've got a question, Chair. Mark, I'm looking at the approval for the modification application that you you said that has recently been approved, or 2021 on the site. And it shows a carport where you said that, I think you said that there was a courtyard, and but it's showing a carport?
No, the carport, so there's only a carport, the first part of it, the second part there is no carport.
But so there's approval for an extension of a carport on this modification.
No, I don't believe the carport. So I think there was a condition that the roof structure for the carport is only for the first car space, and then that rear space, mm-hmm. if you like, want to call it rear, is open.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So it'll be a condition.
Well, I think that's as approved, yes.
Yeah, because the drawings show it as a roof structure. We'll just check the conditions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions, panel?
For me, thanks.
All right. If not, thank you for that.
Thank you.
We have also two speakers on behalf of the applicant. We have, first of all, Miss Jenny Askin, and also Jamie Lovell. Are either of you online?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm Jenny Askin, and yes. I'm the planning consultant that's acting on behalf of the applicant.
Oh,
the
good.
Owner. Jamie is the owner, who can also make some comments and answer any questions that you may have. So thank you for the opportunity to address you. Obviously, this came to the panel this afternoon because of the issue with the landscaped area, so I'm happy to answer any questions you have with regard to that, but I'll just go straight to the issues that were raised by the objector. In terms of privacy, I would contend that there's no additional impact on privacy as a result of the proposal. As discussed, we have this planter, we have the setback of the usable deck. There's already an existing deck there, and the change in levels would not constitute any additional overlooking. With respect to the boundary issue, I know you did mention that you'd seek clarification from the applicant. I've had a look through the plans. My understanding is that all these works are to occur within the boundaries of the lot. There is a portion where it shows a post that might straddle over the boundary, but I do believe that that's covered by condition 10 of the recommendation that says that all works need to occur within the boundaries of the lot. And obviously a construction certificate cannot be issued until that time. The planter itself can be supported within the boundaries of the lot, and that's not an issue. Also in response, solar access was raised by the applicant as a concern. It wasn't discussed in the report. Shadow plans were not submitted given the works that we are doing, and it wasn't considered necessary to actually show that impact. And once council accepted the application, they didn't actually require us to provide any shadow plans, and they deemed that solar access was acceptable and that there wouldn't be any additional impact based on those works that we had proposed. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have in terms of those issues that were raised, and also in terms of the clause 4.6.
All right, any questions? Ms. Morrell.
Thank you, Chair. Just in terms of the eucalypt gum, the lemon eucalypt, Jenny, if you could just say what your arborist report has recommended in terms of perhaps the sustainability of it.
Yeah, so that's why this void has actually been provided underneath to ensure that it can actually be protected. And I'm not completely up to speed in what the arborist report says, but I know that this has been reviewed by council's tree officer and was considered acceptable. So it's a better solution than what's currently there on the site to ensure its longevity.
Right. Okay, then. So you've got the arborist report, we've got councillor's comments, yes?
Yes, and conditions have obviously been imposed as well from council's tree officer, and to ensure that it is retained and it is protected both during construction and long term.
Right, okay then. That's my questions. Thank you, Chair.
All right, any other questions? None? All right, thank you for that. Well, Mr. Lovell, does Mr. Lovell wish to say Anything?
It's Dr. Lovell, actually. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, okay.
No Ms. problem. Lovell.
You've got a unisex name.
I do. Look, I don't have anything further to add other than I'm comfortable with the conditions that in the recommendation. And obviously it's in our interest to protect the health of the tree as the owners. We don't, I don't want the tree to be in any way impacted or in poor health. That's not in my interest as I live right next door to it.
All right. Any questions, panel?
No, thank you.
No questions. All right. Thank you for that. As with the previous matter, we will consider what's been put to us and publish our decision in due course. And thank you all for your input.
Thank you.
So with that, we can move on to item number 7, 111 Cecily Street, Lilyfield, alterations and additions to an existing residential development. The recommendation is approval with conditions. We have Mr. Roberto Biano here. He is for the...
Yep, good afternoon, Chair, members of the panel.
Good. Are you happy with the recommendation?
I am happy with the recommendation. I just seek clarification regarding one of the conditions.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Condition 2A requires the horizontally proportioned windows on the east elevation of the ensuite to be amended to vertically proportioned windows. Look, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't too big of a deal for us. It's obviously the main point of the application is to get the floor space for the accessibility needs of the owner. The only concern we have with this condition is that the ensuite on the east elevation is partially sunken below existing ground level. And by amending the windows from horizontally proportioned to vertically proportioned, you're going to have sill heights that may look basically at ground level rather than this feet. You won't see any difference between the sill heights above the existing ground level. The layout of the ensuite has been designed with the horizontal windows in mind. In saying that, if the panel agrees with the council's report and determination that this condition is essential for approval, then we do not object to the condition.
All right. Questions by the panel? Any questions?
I think Lisa may have one. Do you, Lisa?
You're on mute.
I just wanted to check the plans if you could give me 1 minute.
Yep, that's what I thought. Thanks.
So, Roberto, the window that we're talking about is that window W1 on the east elevation?
Yeah, that's correct. The highlight windows on the ensuite there.
And that's the elevation, is that the one on, that's the, no, it's not the other, it's the front elevation, the corner of Cecily Street.
That's the elevation, yeah, facing Cecily, that's correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. We'll consider
panel.
And as with the previous matters, publish our determination in due course. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Then now we can move on to item number 8, 19 to 23 Hercules Street, Ashfield, residential flat building on top of ground floor retail and parking underneath. We have, I think, representatives of the applicant here, and there may be some questions. Mr. Owen and Mr. McNamara, are either of you there? Mr. Owen or Mr. McNamara? No? All right, well, we'll skip over that and move on to item number 9. Number 9 is 2 McGill Street, Lewisham, a modification application relating to the subfloor parking. And we have a number of representatives of the applicant here. I can say that the planning panel is minded to approve this modification application. Do any of you wish to persuade us to change our mind? Mr. Yen, Mr. Baker, and Mr. Slattery.
Thank you to the panel. It's Genevieve Slattery, Town Planning Consultant.
Yes.
I'm here purely just to answer questions or provide any clarification if anything was needed, but have no objections to the report.
All right. Well, as I've said, the planning panel is minded to approve the modification application in accordance with the recommendation. And I don't think there are any questions by the panel, are there? No.
No.
Thank you.
So that recommendation will be adopted.
Okay. Thank you very much to the panel members.
Good. Then we move on to item number 10. 8 to 14 Nelson Street, Annandale, another modification application recommended for approval in relation to an existing women's fitness club. And we have Mr. David Robinson for the applicant, I think. Do we have Mr. Robinson? Again, Mr. Robinson, I'll just ask the panel if there's any questions. Any questions, panel?
Not from me. No.
Mr. Robinson, the panel is minded to adopt the recommendation. Do you have any comments or wish to say anything in relation to that?
That's great news. Just one in relation to the conditions. 2CB, just seeking an amendment to that particular condition.
I'll just turn it up. Can you hold on a moment?
I think it's on page 13.
I'll just find it.
I think it also says page 778 on the bottom of the page I'm printing out.
All right, condition 2C, did you say?
Yes, 2CB.
Yes, what do you want to say about it?
I'm seeking an amendment for the words be enclosed to be replaced with include bollards. And in the second sentence, the words from fumes and to be deleted and to be replaced with the word from.
I'll ask the panel if they've got any questions.
Okay, so could just read that, David. What you're saying?
Yep. So if with my amendments, it should read, the proposed car parking space must include bollards so as to separate them from the gym area to isolate patrons from accidental conflict with vehicles. Pedestrian access must also be provided from the car parking space to the gym area. That's what I'm seeking for it to say. When I was just in discussion with the council staff, that was my understanding as to what we were going ahead with. And they explained to me today that they worded it in such a way to keep it as open as possible for them to do that. But I think it just would be clearer if it had those amendments. And I'm sure the staff can add any comments if you have any questions regarding that.
All right.
Okay, we'll clarify that.
Any questions, panel?
Yep.
No further questions.
No questions? All right. I think we might have to take some advice on that one.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, guys.
Otherwise, there'll be an approval, but we'll just have to look at that and see what works and what doesn't.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Item number 11. 2 Wellington Street, Roselle, Torrens Title subdivision of an existing dual occupancy. We have Mr. Bianco on behalf of the applicant here. Is Mr. Bianco there?
No, it's not Mr. Bianco, it's Mr. Tyrone, the applicant.
All right. I can tell you that the panel is minded to approve the recommendation to approve this development. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Are you happy with the conditions?
I didn't witness any conditions in particular, just that council was recommending approval.
All right. Well, in that case, the formal decision of the panel will be to approve the recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, panel.
All right. So that concludes the public meeting. What the panel will do now is retire to discuss these applications amongst ourselves and formalise each matter. So thank you all for your attendance.
Excuse me, Chair, do we need to see if the applicant for item 8 has come on yet?
Oh, yes, we should do that. Thanks for reminding me. Is anyone here in relation to the Hercules Street development? No. The answer is no. No.
Given the nature of the project,
you seem to have a lot of people on here, but no one for that development.
No, no one's here. All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to sort that one out in their absence. Okay. Well, we will conclude the public meeting. And can I suggest to the panel that we take a 10-minute break and come back in 10 minutes to formalise the